The leader of Hezbollah resistance movement has warned of Israel's threat to the region while marking the 16th anniversary of its withdrawal from southern Lebanon. Seyed Hassan Nasrallah described Israel as the greatest enemy of Lebanon, Palestine, and the wider region. However, he said that no one is capable of defeating, quote, the axis of resistance against the Israeli regime. He said that Israel was forced to leave southern Lebanon in the year 2000 after years of occupation. Nasrallah added that Hezbollah must convey the message of victory against Israel to the next generation. He also spoke of the ongoing conflict in the region. Nasrallah said that Takfiri terror groups waged a war in the Middle East, and the fight against the terrorists spread from Lebanon to Syria. Ibrahim Moussaoui is a political commentator who joins us from Beirut. Ibrahim Moussaoui, welcome. If you were to take a look at this speech, I'm sure you heard it, this marking the 16th anniversary of Israel pulling out of southern Lebanon. Was that the beginning of Israel's defeat in the region, of course spearheaded then, and then to have continued on to the year 2006, of which it was again defeated by resistance at that point of Hezbollah?
Yes, indeed, absolutely. This is one of the alarming signs to the Israelis. When we talk about the 2000 Israeli withdrawal, unconditional withdrawal from South Lebanon after 17, 18 years of continuous resistance by Hezbollah and other resistance forces in the national level, we know very well that this is a sign and an embodiment, a dramatization of the determination of the Lebanese people to force the Israelis to withdraw from Lebanon. We know very well that there has been this UN Resolution 425. It has not been able to push the Israelis an inch out of the country. And some of the political constituencies in the country, they were pinning hopes on the international, so-called international community. When the resistance came into existence, we know very well it has been able to inflict damage. It has been able to blow devastating blows to the Israelis and to force them to withdraw unconditionally from Lebanon. And Lebanon has become independent in most of its territories. Still, we have Shebaa Farms and the hills of Kfar Shuba, which hopefully will be liberated later. But this was a very important thing that has been continued and accumulated upon by the 2006 July war, where Hezbollah also has been able to achieve the divine victory against the Israelis. Thanks to the resistance, to the axis of the resistance, stretching from Iran to Syria to Lebanon, that Hezbollah leader today, Sayyid Nasrallah, has pledged again and again and vowed it is going to be a victorious axis. It cannot be defeated, no matter how many conspiracies will be conducted upon and how many enemies would aggregate in order to fight it.
One of the things that he did mention, of course, many of the things that he said were important, but one of the things he did mention was kind of a message that he sent out to Palestine, saying that Palestine, you are not forgotten, and that the Palestinian issue needs to be, again, the focal point of the region in order for it to be addressed. Was he making references to how the wars have distracted the world from the issue of Palestine, and that, again, Palestine needs to become the focal point?
Absolutely. This is, again, a very important issue that we have to look into and draw the examples from. We know very well that because of the Takfiri war against Syria, because of the Takfiri war in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq, even in Tunisia, and in many different Arab regions, all of the Arabs and even the Lebanese, the Palestinians, their concentration has swerved from one place into another. There has been a kind of diversion of attention. Sayyid Nasrallah has pledged again and again that this axis of resistance, starting from Iran, coming to Iraq, to Syria, to Lebanon, will continue to stand by Palestine. Palestine is going to continue to be the focus of the Islamic Ummah. Palestine will come again and again to be the focal point, the fulcrum of all of the attention and the efforts in order to be liberated, no matter how hard the situation and the hardships are going to be. And he has pledged that Iran is going to stand by the Palestinians, Hezbollah is going to stand by them, and not some of the Arab Gulf regions and Gulf countries who have always been trying to conspire against the Palestinian liberation movements and has always been not able to give any support for them.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. Ibrahim Moussaoui, political commentator there from Beirut.